Many teach, many preach, but few are chosen to enlighten, to awaken the ears that hear to their true inheritance in God. Coming up next, Pastor Emma Mukisa of the Word of Truth Ministries. Be blessed as you listen.
To make him famous.
Famous
in a way that men don't just talk about him or hear about him, but men are convinced about him. Praise the Lord. Men have made him their Lord and their Savior. It's our sole responsibility to announce the gospel. Proclaim it. Praise the Lord. The gospel has been called. We are like public announcers. Those men with speakers that go on speaking around, calling people for meetings. We are being called to proclaim the gospel, to announce it, to tell everybody about the news. What Jesus did. How he laid down his life. How he died in their place. How he rose again on the third day for us. Jesus didn't die for himself. Jesus died for the world. And we have been given the assignment to tell the whole world of what our Lord did for
us.
The gospel
Enjiri
is a message of love. Praise the Lord. It's a message of love entrusted to us. It's not just preached. It is lived. It is communicated. It must be understood. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And we are on an assignment. Not just to tell them, but to reconcile them to God. It's our responsibility. And as long as we're here, we will never stop talking about this message. We'll never stop. Praise the Lord. You know, some people, when they hear us talk about this same thing over and over again,
like,
but last Sunday we talked about preaching the gospel.
Can
we talk about something else? What else is there? What else is there? The purpose for our living is the gospel. The only reason why you are still on earth here is to preach the gospel. That's the truth. And that's what matters. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We are being sent into the world to make disciples of the nations. To teach all men. And to make students of men. And as long as we're here, we shall be about our Father's business. The business of reconciling men back to Him. The business of telling the untold. Of preaching in season and out of season. Convincing all men. Convincing. We will use all languages. We will use all platforms. We will use all avenues to communicate this gospel. It is our responsibility, and we are responsible and able ministers. We do what we're called to do. Give Jesus a mighty hand of praise. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I want to welcome you all at this moment, in this hour, Sunday
main service.
Mukasera kano kweno service yafe.
Blessed be God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I welcome you and our international audience. Praise the Lord. We already have more than 5 nations in attendance of this service. Praise the Lord. We have part of service today. We have people from UAE. We have people from Saudi Arabia. We have people from India. We have people from USA. We have people from Belgium. Praise the Lord. There are different places around the world.
Part of
this meeting today. Glory to God. It's what we are being sent to do. We must live above ourselves. Today I want to talk about effective witness. Being an effective witness. Or effective witnessing. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, precious Lord. I want to talk about effective, being an effective witness.
Inti twogera
kukubera witnessing
omujulizi omwatikirivu oba okujulirwa okwatikirivu.
Praise the Lord.
Kama yebazibwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for today?
Wetesese kulona kulwalero.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We bless the Lord for His goodness and His loving kindness.
He
is so gracious and so kind. Acts chapter 1. I want to congratulate Michael and Agnes.
Michael ni Agnes.
Their wedding.
They are
the newlyweds of
Bebagole abajja.
And today they are with us.
Ate balina folwa lero.
Praise the Lord. Congratulations once again.
Mbayoza yoza era.
Praise the Lord.
Kama ibazibwe.
Now, many times we have communicated, we have preached, and we have said
that the
evidence of one that has received the Spirit, the evidence of a Spirit-filled man is what? Speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Many times we have used that.
I've said
the evidence of what? Speaking in tongues. But when we look up the word, the truth is the evidence of a man who is filled with the Spirit, who has received the Spirit. Evidence is not speaking in tongues. Hello. All right, you are still thinking, huh?
Let it soak.
The evidence of a man who has received the Spirit is not speaking in tongues. Alright, let's read the scripture. Acts chapter
1.
Verse
10.
Verse 8. Are we there? What does it say?
Lugamba Lutia. After the Holy Ghost is upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Did you read it?
Otisomie.
Let me read it out.
It says, "By ye you shall receive power." The Greek word for power is dunamis. That is miracle-working power. Amen. Miracle-working potency. Power to do miracles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is, my father has always defined this one is because dunamis is where they get the English word dynamo.
Dynamo.
You get it? Where they get those explosions, explosives. Amen. Now, it says, dunamis, this kind is
dunamis,
talking about, is the dynamic power to cause change.
Amen.
Dynamic power to cause change.
Now,
I'm talking about something. He says, ye shall receive miracle working power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall speak in other tongues. Is it what he says? He says, when you receive the Spirit, what is going, what happens? Huh? Ye shall be witnesses of me. What does that mean? The evidence of one that has received is what happens next. He says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses of me. Meaning the evidence that you have received was what happened.
Next.
The reason for your receiving was for something. Are you with me? He said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses of me. Are you with me? Meaning, being a witness is an evidence of one that has received the Spirit. Because you have received the Spirit, what happens is you automatically become a witness. What does it mean to witness? Who is a witness? Praise the Lord. A witness is a living proof producer. Did you hear that? Is a living proof producer. Oh, living proof. Is a living proof producer. Is one that produces living proof.
Omujulizi yoyo awa obukakafu obuliwo.
Amen.
Amen.
So, a witness is a living proof producer.
Omujulizi yoyo awa obukakafu obuliwo.
They produce proof.
Ye awa bukakafu.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is evidence.
Buno bukakafu.
Living evidence.
Obukakafu obuliwo.
A witness is a living proof producer.
Yo awa obukakafu obuliwo.
So Jesus says here,
Yesu wanena agamba,
when you receive the Spirit,
tibomunafu na omoyo,
you shall be living proof producers of me.
Munabera abo abawa obukakafu obuliwo kulwange.
Both in Jerusalem and in all Judea.
Mu Yerusalemu ne mu Judea yonna.
And in Samaria.
Ne mu Samaria.
And unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Say amen, somebody.
Gamba amino mutom.
We have been called to witness.
Tuitidwa okujulira.
Now I told you who a witness is. That a witness is a living proof producer. So what have you been called to witness?
Katoitidwa kuwango julira chi.
He says, be living proof producers of me. What about him?
Ate ye.
What is it about him that he tells us to be witnesses? He says you must be living proof producers. Those that produce proof of my living,
of
my work, what I did, and who I am. We are being sent to give witness, to witness the Lord. Now, he's telling the disciples here, after the resurrection, he had raised from the dead, and he tells them, be my proof, living proof producers. Praise the Lord. In Matthew 28, verse 19 and
20,
Matthew 28, verse
19
to 20, Matthew 28, Verse 19 to 20. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mama, please. Go and attend to that lady. Alright, let's come back here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, are we there? Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20. Are we there? He says,
agamba wati,
go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He sends us to teach all nations. Or make disciples of all nations. Praise the Lord Jesus. Are we together? Make disciples of all nations. How do you make a disciple?
Is
by teaching. That's why he says, teach all nations. Because when you teach them, they will become what you are teaching them. Are you with me? Now, this is part of witnessing. This is.
Now,
listen. Next verse. Teaching them to observe all. All things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. Always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord. He tells us,
atugamba,
you know, God is an organized God. He doesn't give you an assignment and not direct you on how to go about it. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pick out that lady. Bring her here. Hold her up. Leave her. Just hold her up. Look at me. Look at me. Look in my eyes. Get out of her. Get out of her now. Out of her!
Fluma.
And return no more. You're gone.
Ugenze.
Stand up.
Yimilira.
The spirit is gone. Give Jesus a hand of praise. Look at me. Look at
me.
You're free from that spirit.
Oliwa dembe.
You get it? Praise God. Go back and be seated. Praise the Lord. See, you must be awake in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
The devil knows how to play his games,
but he's not smarter than us.
Praise the Lord. Alright. Now, glory to God. He sends us to make disciples, and he shows us how to do it. I told you, God is an organized God. Praise the Lord. He doesn't just tell you to do something. He even goes ahead to show you how to do it. Are you with me? One of the reasons why there things are missed, it's not because of God. It's the laziness of man. When we're dealing with God, we're not dealing with a mystical God. God is not mystical anymore. Are you with me? God is not mystical. Why? He has made himself known. How has he made himself known? He has given us his word. Are you with me? He is one with his word and has given us his word. So attention to the word is attention to God. Knowing the word is knowing God. So you can't say he's not known. He has already made himself known. Because he has defined himself through the word. Are we together? So now, you can know God. And know God for sure. How? Through the word. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know God through the word. I know you know people love and want and desire to know God through visions. Nothing wrong with it. But you see, it is not a firm foundation. You cannot say that what you know of God is what you saw in a vision. Visions can be challenged. And they can even be inconsistent, can even be of the devil. Some people think, I saw a vision.
Good.
But don't be so excited. Because even witch doctors see visions. Haven't you ever heard those people talk? And they say, I usually have, when something bad is going to happen, I usually have my dead mother come visit me in the night. And they tell me this and this and this. And it surely happens. So what happens? Is it God who was talking?
No.
It was called a familiar spirit. That is, there's a spirit that took on the flame of one that was.
And came
and spoke to a person. Let me tell you something, child of God. You have a relationship with a person while they live. After dying, you do not relate with them again. Do you understand? There cannot be conversations with them. Any of such conversations is not a conversation with them. It's a conversation with what we call a familiar spirit. It is a spirit that has taken on the shape. Are you with me? Demonic spirits have that tendency of taking on shapes of different things. The devil came as a snake, like a snake. They have that tendency. Even the scriptures tell us that you see the devil comes in, that there are times when he comes in as an angel of light.
You see?
He impersonates.
Ye, ye fula,
it chatali. Is his skill. Are you with me? And then not only that, he says he comes in putting on sheep skin. And yet he's a wolf. What is it? Do you see? He camouflages. He does that.
Alone.
So you don't relate with a dead person. So if you had someone visiting you and you call them your father or your uncle or your whatever, the next time you see such a person, rebuke them in the name of Jesus. It does not matter what they are bringing. You are not supposed to receive messages from the devil. The devil has nothing to tell you. Are you with me? But you see, the devil is comes in many times and plays with people. My child, that you see someone who died who was connected to you. They are telling you, my child, they are trying to do you this and this. And it seems good. It seems like they mind you. They are trying to protect you. The devil can never protect you. It's impossible. Whatever he claims as protection is a lie. The end of it is destruction. He tells you, I'm protecting you. And yet behind you, he's robbing of you. So he gets your attention on this. Never be deceived by such friends. Did you get that? Did you get that? No relationship with that. At least you better relate with the saints in heaven. Because that one is possible. Praise the Lord. You can relate, you can. The Bible speaks of John when he got the revelation. What happens? At one point he fell and began worship. He wanted to worship. And he was one of those elders in the heavens. He says, I'm one of you. Don't worship me.
Well,
it means you can connect with the heavens. Are you with me? But not demons. Those are dark spirits. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you gotten something right there? I was responding to someone in the realm of the spirit. You know, it's very important for us to minister than just preach or teach. Praise the Lord. When you're preaching, preaching means to proclaim, to announce. Amen. So the preaching of the gospel is the proclamation of the gospel. You are announcing the gospel. Publishing it.
It?
While the teaching of the message of the gospel, to teach means to expound, to explain, critical teaching, critical explanation. Are we together?
Amen.
So the preaching of the word is the proclamation of the word. And the teaching of the word is the explanation of the word. God sends us to do both. To preach and to teach. We're supposed to announce it and then explain it. We announce it to the whole world and explain it to those that are supposed to announce
more.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you get that? Praise the Lord. So he says, teaching them to observe all that whatsoever I've commanded you. Lo, I am with you. Always. Till the end of the age. Now, child of God, one of the things we need to settle with is that we are here on a mission. Did you hear me? We are here on a mission, and that mission is divine. Meaning God has sent us here. And sent us here with a divine message. A purpose. ekigendererwa. Praise the Lord. That's what we have been sent to do.
Kitumiddwa okubanga tukola.
Now it is very important for you to know it.
Kyamugaso nnyo obenga okimanya.
You don't know it.
Rachi,
what is going to happen is you will end up living like everybody.
Ojja komekereza nga olinga buli omu.
Trying to fit in.
Ngogezaako
instead of shining.
Okujja nga mifo ky'okwaka.
God didn't send you as darkness in the world. He sent you as light in a dark world. To go and show them the path, the way of righteousness. You are sent as light. That's why he tells you to disciple all men. Teach all nations. On Wednesday I was telling you that to make disciple is to make students. A disciple is a student. An active student. Not one who just learns. But also teaches others how to learn. Are we together? You have been sent to make disciples of the nations. I told you what nations is there.
Ethnos.
That is groups of people. Praise the Lord. There are people with the same belief system or same language. Glory to God. Those are nations. Examples are people you work with in your field of expertise. Are you with me? You are a student. The fellow students, those are that's your nation. There are people that understand your language. You're on a certain mission together. That's your nation. He says, be a teacher. In your nation, you are the light of the world. You have been sent to them to witness for Jesus Christ. What does that mean? You
are
being sent as one that is supposed to provide proof that Jesus Christ is Lord. Did you get that? You are on an assignment to prove to everyone. That's the reason why he tells you to teach. Why? Because there is no better way to convince than to teach. Are you with me? Why? Because even miracles you can perform.
But
even miracles can be questionable. Are you with me? But you see, when you begin to expound the scriptures, to narrate, to connect the, you know, the dots in the scriptures, what happens? You do what was with Daniel. You dissolve all doubts.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus. You know when the Bible says in John chapter, is it John 14:12?
Praise the Lord.
What does it say? Can we read it?
14:12.
Mm-hmm. Someone there? What does he say? Is that what your Bible says?
Bible yote igambe echo.
Yes. He says,
agamba,
verily, verily I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
Now
listen to me. Many times this is what happens. When people are thinking of the greater works, do you know what they are thinking? They are thinking of miracles. Amen. Doing wonders as the greater works. Jesus' work was what?
He
says, I must do the work of him that sent me while he's still dead. What work of performing miracles?
No.
Miracles was just part of the explanation.
Part of the...
But he went about. Now, he taught the word. He taught the kingdom. Praise the Lord Jesus. He went about. He went everywhere teaching. Do you know, even when he rose again, the first thing he did was what? When he rose again, after he had come back. Acts chapter 1. Some of you have not. No, now you will see. Praise the Lord. He spent 40 days.
Yamala enaku amakumi ana.
All right. Are we in Acts chapter 1?
Tutu say bigulatume esoka.
Verse 3.
Onyiri obrokusatu.
Are you there? Let's read.
Katusomeyo.
He showed himself alive after his passion by infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining of the kingdom.
You see, even after rising up from the dead and coming back, still he went about showing and explaining and teaching about the kingdom. Speaking of things that pertain to the kingdom of God. So when we're talking about greater works, don't just look at miracles. Because that's part of. But it is not what we are called to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's not what we're called to do. We are called to preach, to teach. Mark chapter 16. Are we here? Look at what it says. Verse 15. You know, many times we want to begin from verse 17 because it's what satisfies our
desire.
Are we there? Want these following signs. But it doesn't begin from there. Verse 15, are you there? It says, and he said unto them, did you hear that? He says, go you into all the world and proclaim it, publish it, announce it to all creatures, not just men, everything. Praise the Lord. You see where he's coming from? He sent them. Are we together? You see, you can never understand verse 17 without understanding verse 15. Because verse 17 is a continuation. Did you hear that? He says what?
Agamba atya.
Go!
Inti genda.
Are you with me? He says, go ye into all the world. Go. Now look, let's continue. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. Now verse 17 comes. Let's read. Hold on. Did you hear that? This sign shall do what? Follow them. Did you hear that? Follow. Why do the signs follow? Because he had sent them to go.
kubanga yali
meaning kugenda. As you go into the world, the signs shall follow you. They don't go before you, they don't go with you, they follow
mbele,
you.
Bobu kugoberera.
Don't search for the signs.
Tuneyeza,
do the assignment.
Wabula gwe kola omulimu.
I talked about effective witness.
Effective witnessing.
Now, we have been sent.
Tutumidwa.
That's what you should mind. Now, this is not something he told you to believe and to do.
Kino si kya kugambye okukkiriza oba okukola.
Verse 17
is not
something he told you to do.
Si chagambio kola.
Verse 17 is not an assignment.
Si gwe mulimu.
La 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 la. Verse 17 is not an assignment.
Si gwe mulimu ogo.
He says, the following and these signs shall follow them that believe.
Agamanti, obunero, abagwera, abo, abakiriza.
That means this which you are about to hear
are
not things to believe for.
Sibintu byakukiriza.
An accompaniment.
Wabula bino, byeyongerako.
They are a followership.
These
follow you.
Bino biku goberera.
That believe.
Gwe akiriza.
He says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Agamanti muli nyari ange. Bana
that follows
jimu.
You.
Chuchiku goberera.
You just saw what I just did here.
Ona praise the Lord. Kola waneno.
She was going and she followed. Are you with me? But I knew. Why? I was going, God, do something now. It follows me. When it is needed, it will work. Why? Because it follows me. I don't need to believe it. No. When I go and I come in a place where a lamb, because I'm communicating the gospel, a lamb person needs to stand up. The signs follow them that believe. I don't know, God, I need faith. No. While I communicate the gospel, you remember what the Bible says? Paul looked and he saw that this man had gotten faith. The faith was now available, was there for him to receive his healing. He says, rise. You don't have to chase for these ones. These ones follow you. If they are not following you, it's probably that you are not walking. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you with me? Come, let's do this. Now. Okay. Come up here. Now, you follow me.
Kakati gwengobelera.
Follow me. So is he still following?
Achagobelera.
Are you with me?
Oni wamu nange.
Look.
Tunulira.
You see? Now, you're saying he's what? He's following because I'm going somewhere. You don't follow one who is standing. You are with one who is standing. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Now, he says, the following signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Why? Because now they are moving, they are being sent to preach the gospel as they go. And there is someone who is possessed, they shall cast that devil now. It's not a problem anymore. Now. Okay, he says, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues.
Listen.
Now, these new tongues are not just other tongues alone. If you were going and you're preaching, you're heading somewhere. And you reach a place. These new tongues are not just ligori asabale. No. That means you can speak to everybody and they understand. You come before lawyers and you speak in the language, the tongue of the lawyers, and they will be able to understand you. You come to the doctors and speak the tongue of the doctors and they will understand your gospel. Are you with me? The new tongues, it is Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
Someone
go there and read something. I'll show you something about this
deal.
Are you learning something? Are you there?
To say you.
Oh, glory to God. I want someone to read it out and then we'll come back to this verse. So I'm not going to go there. I want someone to them. Oh, listen. He says, the Lord Jehovah has given to me the tongue of the taught one or the land.
Continue.
To know how to aid, to know how to help them that are weary. That is Isaiah 50 verse 4. As the taught one. Praise the Lord. Is there someone with a modern version? All right. Is there someone with NIV?
Yes.
Read it out for us. From the NIV. Yes. Thank you. Yes. The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue. To know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning. Hallelujah. He wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. He says, he has given me the tongue of the land. That I may know what to speak to them that are weary. And every morning he awakens my ear to hear the language of the taught. Praise the Lord. The reason why he has given you a tongue of the land is to know what to speak to him that is weary. We have been sent to preach the gospel. The world is weary. And he has given us the tongue of the land that we may know what to speak to them. Are you with me? You remember what the Bible says? He says, when you're put before them, do not ask what you shall speak. For the Spirit shall give you what to speak. In that very moment, he shall give you. I remember reading that scripture years ago when I was just new in Christ. I was comforted by this scripture. It was my back. So I don't have to worry what I will speak. For he's going to give me what to say. And
true
enough, when I stood out, he gave me what to say. Praise the Lord. He says you shall speak with new tongues. That is, we are back to Mark. Verse 18. They shall take up serpents. And they shall drink any deadly thing. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Now,
take note. Which kind of people he's talking about? You can go. I've seen some people. They say now, So you want to, that you are proving. He says, you shall drink any deadly thing. If you want to try it, you can. You go put poison to drink any deadly thing. You know why it will hurt you? It's because you are not going anywhere. You are seated at home. But if you were going and someone put poison, you're going to preach, it shall not hurt you. You shall tread on serpents. They shall not hurt you. Why? You are sent in His name. While you go, you're not just another man. You're carrying heaven with you. You're carrying the very administrative of heaven, administration of heaven within you. Nothing can hurt you. Now look, let's continue. You see, we want to pick out this scripture to satisfy our human desires. Which human desires? Power. The craving of power. For power. Men want to be powerful. Why? Because in the first place, men were created powerful. So now man wants, why do you think men want a lot of love miracles? When it comes to prophesy, you say, all right, who needs an impartation to walk in the miraculous? You just tell them now, you see this water, I've laid my hands on it. The anointing is flowing in it. Now, just, you don't buy it, just an appreciation gift.
You
take, it's a miracle producing water. Are you with me? Now, should I teach you something? Now, understand something. I do not have to pray for this water. For it to do wonders.
Go okukola ebyamagero.
Do you know how this water can heal the sick?
It's
this way. I have the gift of healing.
Nina ekirabo ekyokuwonya.
And with the gift of healing, you don't have to pray. Because that gift expresses healing. Now let me show you. I've shown you this many times. Who is there? You have, there's someone here, you have back pain. Put up your hand. Back pain.
Come.
Now this is, you see, now this is what we call the preaching. Of the gospel. Now I'm proclaiming. This is why the miracles. I'm not preaching miracles. No, I'm preaching the gospel. But in explaining the gospel, I have to show you something. Are you with me? Now I want you to touch this water. Now see, just see. Even as she's holding, the anointing is flowing. I'm just using an example. Are you with me? Now, see this. Check your back. Huh? Yes?
It's well.
Give Jesus a hand of praise. Are you with me? Did you see that? Did I pray for the water? But hasn't she been healed? So if I tell you, I prayed, is this miracle water, just appreciate with any gift,
you go,
you have already seen.
Huh?
Okay, let me show you another. Now, I want to show you, I want to bring something in your conscience. I want to show you now. Let's say you have gotten this water, right?
Hold
the water. Now it is yours. You get it? And so you have gone back home. Now I want to show you something, because you might think that it will not work when it is at home. Are you with me? That because Maybe the intention wasn't right, it will not work. Now, this water is not working because it water produces miracle. No. It's the gift in my life that is actively spread there. There's still someone who had pains in the back. Who is that one? Who else? Had pains in the back. You there? Alright. Let's leave that one. Someone with pain in your body. That pain in your body and you are around. Put up your hand faster. It's your time. You have pain in the body. If you're there and you have any pain in your body, put up your hand first before we go. I know there is. I'm simply asking. Who... You have pain in your body. Put up your hand if you're there. Now I want to preach with you. Who's the person? Now, you see, praise the Lord. I thought we have learned that, okay, there are many new people here. So let me tell you something. If I mentioned something here, and I said, all right, okay. They might be, the people might be hearing me. Now, whatsoever has pains while you are listening to me, from anywhere around the nation, now, healing has come to you. You are being healed clearly, perfectly, now. Now listen. Now, when I call out something like that, I'm not just giving an example, but at the same time, through the teaching, God wants to minister to you. So you don't keep quiet. Because God cannot handle, call out something except He wants to solve it. But many times people ignore such calls and they go back and suffer even more. Like right now, I can call out, I can tell you someone with a certain pain. Explain it. But now if I explained and explained, I showed you this pain that you are having and you didn't come out, I won't pray for you. Because you ignored the call in the first place.
So,
is someone with pain coming or I leave it? Come. Come. See? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know, when you experience pain, it's not your neighbor experiencing it.
Where
are you feeling the pain? In the back.
See,
she's experiencing it exactly in the back. Okay. Now see. Get it? So now, let's say, I gave the water. So the water is not in my hand. It's in what? His hand. Now, should I show you?
Now,
I want to show you. These things are not just logical. It's now, let me show you. Are you with me? Come here. Come here. I want you to open that bottle. And then just pour a little water in your hand. Okay. Just make your hand. Yes. You can pour that one. Now I want you to get that water. That one hand. Just put on. That's enough. Now, I want you to check your back. You are not feeling the pain. Are you with me? She's not feeling the what? The pain. But you see, if you went to the doctor, haven't I shown you how the medicine works? Are you with me? Now tell me something. If I told you this one, miracle water, costs only $100, you think people won't bring money? Man, you have seen someone has touched the bottle, healed. Someone poured in the hand and put it on another, healed. So you just know this is what you need for the solution at home. Are you with me? Why would you say that? Because it has worked. It's working does not mean it is in God's perfect will. Now, do you know what has happened right here? That was, the water can do nothing. This one, you can drink it and nothing will happen to you. What has been expressed is called the gift of healing. Because this gift is with me, I do not need to pray to make it work. When I said this water, immediately by looking at it, I directed the gift on the water. So this water can heal anybody because I've just directed the healing gift. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Amen.
So now, you see, so you can go on. People want power for this. That's why I was talking. That's what I was talking about. Is if you can come and show power, who are they going to talk about? Who is the mighty man?
Huh?
It's you. So when I come, do the miracles. Man of God. The Archbishop. They love the glory. Nothing wrong with the glory. But not the glory you are attaining for yourself. Jesus has glorified us.
Yes,
we don't glorify ourselves. But men love that. Why? Because they love attention. So you say, now come, let me show you miracles.
Do
you know? I was just demonstrating to you something. Just this. Can even someone can hold on it and go under power. I'm not preaching water gospel. I'm simply explaining something to you. Do you want to see?
No. There
are newlywed come. Now, and guess what? It is serious. Someone receives its real impartation of the Spirit. It's not just that it was fake. No, it's not fake. The people that have been healed are not faking it. Were you faking? It wasn't fake. Now, see. Come here. Okay. Newlywed. It's a good way of beginning. Now see, as she holds this, the anointing will automatically go through her. Did you see? Now, won't you be talking that water is anointed?
Thank you.
Are you with me? Won't you say, no, the water is not anointed. I am anointed. Did you get that? Give Jesus a hand of praise. You see, she even held the bottle and went under power.
Akute kuchupa nagenda wansi wa amanyi.
What am I telling you?
Chichi chenkugamba.
What I was saying is men love the show.
Abantu bagala nyo
I can
obutala.
Tag whatever you have seen. I can call it any name.
Inze nsobola okuita chon
ebigola bye. And because you saw it working, you will run thinking,
oja kuduka ngwa olowoza.
Telling everybody, you see, at church, there is miracle water. Miracle water. And you can buy miracle water. You go put the... And guess what? It will still work. I have shown you. He held it. He's the one who used the idea. Did you hear me praying?
No.
And things happen. It will work. But it's working doesn't mean it's from God. Now, that is a big lesson for you. Because it gets you out of excitement. Where you are thinking, oh, power, power, power. Don't chase after power. Go for the right things. Are you with me? He says the following signs follow you.
Agambo,
they follow you. Don't follow them. We have people following miracles. This time they are the other side. The next day they are the other side. You hear them, they are in the mountain, they are now in the valley, they are now in searching for what? Power. That's why you hear there are some songs that work for many people. They want more power. They want more power. Double portion. What have you used the one you
have?
He's asking for double portion. I need a double portion of the anointing. Lord, give us the double portion of the Spirit. I wonder where they're coming from. But you see, it is just using their senses to relate with God. Double portion for what? Do you know what double portion means? Praise the Lord. It's another day's talk. Let's go back to what I was talking about. So I discovered the reason why men love this is they are after gifts. This gift.
Well,
that's why you find a young person. Now when I say a young person, I don't mean age. I say a young person in the things of the Spirit. They might even be 50 years and they are babies. Praise the Lord. Age according to the Spirit is different.
So
you find what? Because they went, laid hands on someone and they got healed. Now they think they have grown. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Everyone, the moment you gave your life to Christ, you were gifted by God. Because the Spirit of God lives in you. He came with gifts. You having a gift does not make you mature. Those are things that show you are alive. Huh? Praise the Lord. So you don't go. Now tell me something.
Huh?
Imagine. Finding me walking, and I say, you see, I'm walking. I'm walking. What will come in your mind? This is what will come in your mind. You will think probably I was not walking, I was lame. That now I'm excited about walking. But if you discover that I've been walking all this time, and I'm talking this, you will wonder whether my head is straight. Well, because it's not supposed to excite you. It's normal. The miraculous should not take your attention. It's normal. Bless the Lord, but don't. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe this. You wonder, what do you believe? If you can't believe this, what do you believe? Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting something? I know you are. Praise the Lord. Now, he says, the following sons shall follow them. He says, they shall, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father of God. Look at what happened next. Verse 20. Let's read it together.
Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord walked with them and confirmed.
Did you hear that? What did they do after hearing this? The Bible says they went forth and preached everywhere. They went and preached everywhere. What does everywhere mean?
Huh?
Is it in churches? It's in every location. In every city, every village, every place. They went and preached everywhere. And what happened? What was happening? The Lord working with them. Who was confirming the word? Yes? The Lord confirming the word with what? Signs following.
Now,
another thing about signs. Sign. A sign.
Oba akabonero.
A sign.
Akabonero.
Is in quick language, it will be a pointer.
Mululimi olwangu. Chivanga a. Kasonga.
You see, when you hear signs, you think you want the miracles.
No.
Signs are what? Pointers or directors. Tools that direct you, that point to something. Now, when you go and see a sign up there, and you see word of truth, have you reached in
word of truth?
Praise the Lord. It simply shows you, all right, word of truth is this sign. There are others that show it's a signpost.
Now,
when you reach to a signpost, have you reached your destination? No. A signpost is showing you it is this side. So, the signs were not the thing. The signs were showing the right thing. So, these signs distinguish those that believe from those that do not. They separate those that are going from those that are not. Praise the Lord. Don't chase for signs. Allow the signs to follow you. And it says, how were they following? The Lord working with them, confirming his word with signs. Meaning, the signs follow the word. The teaching of the word activates the signs. What I've just been doing here is, I was teaching. Because I was teaching the word, an example was needed to explain what I was teaching. And what happened? The signs were performed to show you that I'm teaching right. It's confirming the teaching. Say amen, somebody. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, look, he says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. The reason for the power was something. Not to say you are powerful. No, that you may effectively witness. It says you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses of me. Because you have received power, now you can witness. Are you with me? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Where best are we supposed to witness
from?
Where did Jesus die from?
Huh?
At the cross. Praise the Lord. The place where Jesus died from.
He
was the place where the sinners were, where they gambled from, you remember?
Huh?
the gambling after, you know, his cloth was gambled. Are you with me? Where did he die from? He died between two what? Thieves. Are you with me? Why? It is at that place that expresses his purpose. He died among sinners because he was sending us. He had come for the sinners. It is in such places that Christianity is more relevant. Where the sinners are, that's where we have been sent. And he says, you are the light of the world. Not the light of the church. There's light in church. But there's no light in the darkness. Darkness is not in the church. Darkness is out there. I found people fighting for podiums.
Pulpits.
Years ago, while I was still even young, I made up my mind. I said I will never fight with any man concerning his feelings of
faith.
Someone is fighting. If you came and you were fighting for the pulpit, I will leave it for you. There are more pulpits. You go outside where people are. Those are all platforms. Teach them.
Basomese.
Teach them what?
Basomese.
The gospel.
Enjiri.
Lead them to Christ. You
are
in a taxi.
Preach.
That's your pulpit there. Amen. Mm-hmm. You are at work. That's your pulpit. Preach the gospel. Convince all men.
Takasa abantu bonna.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Show them the path.
Balage ekubo.
Jesus says, I am the way.
Yesu agamba nze
kubo. I am the truth.
Nze mazima.
And I am the life.
Era nze bulamu.
We are being sent to witness.
Tutumidwa okubanga tujulira.
For him. What are we telling them? We are providing proof that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now think about if you came to show proof that he is Lord. What are you going to be doing? Are you going to be talking to me?
See, Jesus is Lord.
Are you going to be doing those things? No way. You'll be out speaking with boldness. Why? Because you are providing proof that
he's
master over all things. That's my Lord. I've been sent to witness for him. To tell the whole world that he's not dead. He died for a reason. He rose again. He's now seated at the right hand of the Father. Praise the Lord. Seated in power. Not in weakness. We're not carrying a dead religion, children of God. We have been authorized to give eternal life. When you're communicating the gospel, don't speak as though you're reading a magazine. On newspapers, you are telling a story. Whatever we're communicating is life. Life eternal. The gospel, Paul says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God. To be effective in witnessing, you must understand the gospel.
That the gospel
does not just have power. Did you hear that? The gospel does not just have power. The gospel is the power of God and to salvation is a compound word. It is an all-inclusive word that includes all kinds and manner of saving. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Meaning you can talk to those that are dying and preach to them the gospel and they shall rise again. You can talk to those that are oppressed and preach to them and teach them and give them the gospel and they shall be free. Are you with me? Church, child of God, what we have is the solution to the cries of the world. What we have is the answer to the cries of many. God has entrusted us with His power. And His power is in the gospel. Don't begin to pray for power. You don't need to.
Tewetaga.
Praying for power.
Okusabira amanyi.
God, release more power.
Simula amanyi
atamala. Release more power.
Simula amanyi. Gachi.
For what?
Gachi.
Someone says, if I can only have power.
Oya gamba singa funa
if I can only have power.
Singa solo funa amanyi.
What will you do?
Chichi chona akola.
What will you do?
Chichi chona akola.
I will preach everywhere.
Inze nja buya buli muona.
You better begin.
Wanditandise.
Because you have all power.
Kubanga manyi gonna ogalina.
See, let me tell you something. I've learned to concentrate on the majors of life.
Naiga okufayo nyo eri ku bintu
ebikubamu.
So sibini bya wansi.
They are what we call minors of life. And majors of life.
Eya nebili ebya waggulu.
The word is a major. The preaching of the gospel is a major. Concentrate on that. Leave other things. But you see, let me tell you something. Do you know what they call the gift of faith? Now the gift of faith is that faith that you will need at any given time to express God. You see, it is, you have gone to preach somewhere. And what happens?
He
said, if your God is alive, let us see. They bring the dead. You don't have to. You see, mind your business. Praise the Lord. Did you hear that? Mind what? What is your business? Preach the gospel. Leave the signs to follow you. Leave the signs to follow you. I'm telling you. I mean, seriously, the gospel is not complicated. It is man that tries to complicate things. Isn't the scripture true? He says, the gospel is the power of God and what? Now, if I tell you you need more power, you need prayer and fasting to get this kind of power. Do you see? We complicate things. Don't search for power. You already have it. Because the scripture says so. So, but I'm not feeling it. He didn't say power is for feeling. Power is for witnessing. Go witness and you will see. I remember years ago,
my
pastor telling us, he says, there is a part in God you will never know until you become an effective soul winner. You can read scriptures and read about things. And at the end you will be in wishing. I wish I was there. Where? When Jesus said.
Yes,
we are. I'm telling you. Some people, they're like, I wish I was there in Jesus' days. Thank God you were not there. Because you would have stoned him. Of course, you would have stoned him. But thank God, God preserved you. That at least now, even when you are still doubting,
he's
still patient.
Achali mugumikiriza.
Now there you say, crucify him.
Na yeye wandibadoga mumukomerere mumukomerere.
Now people watch the movie and they are crying.
Kati abantu balaba
passion is movie it passion for Christ? Passion of Christ. Yes. Weeping. One of the movies that should be, you know, at least that one is not even close. close.
Close.
To express what happened to Jesus. If you went through the scriptures to see, passion of Christ is not even close. Because the Bible says that his face was marred in such a way that you could not identify him as a man. Are you with me?
Amen.
So now think about it. In passion of Christ, you could see the face. You see the face. But you could not look and say, this is a man. And yet in that death we are glorified. He told John, he says, don't cry for me, cry for yourself and your family. When you look at that, you should not be crying. You should celebrate. And that celebration should push you to tell the gospel. To tell everybody. They need to know. Nobody needs to die of cancer. Cancer. AIDS. Poor devil. He died for you. Why should you settle in for something he already paid for? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, by the action of the Spirit, I release this liberating power of God unto everyone that is listening to me now. I command the cancers to die to the
root.
Because the communication of the gospel is the communication of the power of God. And so I command cancer to die. I command AIDS with all your infirmities to bow to this truth. When Jesus died and rose again, he rendered you powerless. He rendered you nothing. And so today, I declare the liberty of our Lord concerning your people and over your people. This day in the name of Jesus, those that are in want, those that are in need, those that are in debt, because you are listening to me this day, I declare your freedom. I declare your liberty. Liberty. In the name of the Lord Jesus, liberty from debt, liberty from want, liberty from need, liberty in the name of Jesus. I declare miracles have happened to you. Those that need capital, money has come to you. In the name of Jesus, those that want to start
business.
The ability has come to you now. The wisdom has come to you now. What you need has come to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has enlarged you. In the name of Jesus. Prosperity is being expressed in your life. Christ is evident in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Evident in you. You shall not want. You shall not need. For the Lord has supplied your wants, your needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That which you need for your next level, I declare it has come to you now. It has come to you now. In Jesus' precious name. It has come to you now. In Jesus' precious name. It has come to you now. Miracles are happening for you now. In Jesus' mighty name. You're working greater by the day. You're getting better by better and better in the name of Jesus. Right now,
Kakano,
there's a person I see.
Walo muntu gwendaba.
You're listening to me now.
Oli mukumpuliza mukasena kana.
You have been having an issue.
Obadde olina obuzibu.
With one of your ears.
Nokutuko okubu.
right now. I command that ear to be unstopped now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command it to be unstopped. Be unstopped. Now.
Kati.
In Jesus' name. There's a woman. You have been having an issue with your heart.
No mutima go.
An issue with your heart. Life has come to you now. Life has come to you now. Healing has come to your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You're cleansed and perfected. Life for you. I command the pressure. Hypertension. I command it in the name of Jesus. To become normal now. Whatever was not okay with you is perfected. Those that had high blood
pressure,
you are being perfected now. There are even those that have been having, you have been told that there is low blood count. Something like that. In the name of Jesus. Right now, your system has been perfected. You have become normal by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Perfect. In the name of Jesus. Be liberated. I declare miracles for you today. Miracles for you today. That those of you that are taking your children back to school, the money has come. The school fees have come. The tuition is with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are supplied greatly. This day you are receiving calls of money. Calls of money. People are coming to you with what you need. There's a new beginning for you. A new beginning for you. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. It is well with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen, somebody.
Gamba, amina.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Thanks for listening to Pastor Emma Mukisa of the Word of Truth Ministries. We know you have been blessed. For more details, contact us on +256 701 060 296 or +256 785 845 or join us every Wednesday for our midweek service from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. East African Standard Time or on Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For more of these teachings with Pastor Emma Mukisa, check out pedl.online or download the app Pastor Emma Digital Library. God bless you.